USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan under consideration by White House officials would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. A special appointed prosecutor said Tuesday that two Atlanta police officers who clashed with Rayshard Brooks acted reasonably during the 2020 encounter that ended with the 27-year-old man's fatal shooting. Prosecutors are not pursuing charges against Officer Garrett Rolfe and Officer Devin Brosnan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
A nuclear plant in southern Ukraine is raising serious concerns.
The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Some of the families affected by the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, will soon be plaintiffs in a $27 billion lawsuit against several law enforcement agencies and a gun manufacturer. KSAT reported the class action lawsuit will claim violation of the 14th Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Some Republicans in Congress are vowing to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci when he steps down in December from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Former colleague Dr. Deborah Birx is speaking out. She spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Well, I think we've heard implications over the last several weeks that he was really thinking about his next chapter. And I think this is his moment to really be able to be very clear about what happened over the last 2.5 years and why we continue to lose American lives.
A mysterious illness in dogs in Michigan is leaving vets and animal experts perplexed.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public officials gathered in Homestead, Florida on Tuesday to mark 30 years since the landfall of Hurricane Andrew. It remains one of the single most destructive storms in Florida's history. It killed 65 people and destroyed 63,000 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.